Hey guys, welcome to the Mom Voice. I'm Lauren.
And I'm Sarah.
With seven kids between the two of us, we know what a wild ride parenting can be.
But that it's also the most rewarding job any of us will ever do. As longtime best friends, we've been together for a lot, helping each other all along the way.
And now we're sharing our journeys with you, letting you in on our day-to-day to hear what's working in our homes and what's not.
Each week, we'll be sitting down to talk all the things, from parenting to TV, relationships to self-care. We'll cover it all.
So whether you're a stay-at-home mom or empty nester, join us here to get informed and help your family thrive.
Together, we'll figure it all out. Welcome to your Mommy Morning Show.
But first, before we get started, I want to talk to you about Wally. Wally cases have kind of screwed up my purse fetish. I spent way too much money and way too much effort on all my bags, and I love my bags. But now since I've carried a Wally, all I carry is my phone. It's just too easy. My ID, my credit card are right there, my phone, everything I need. I don't even take my purse anywhere anymore. It's crazy. It is so handy. It's so easy to use. I actually use the stand quite a bit, surprisingly, and I just love it. Wally is a phone case with a wallet pocket, a finger loop that as well doubles as a stand, and it falls flat, slides into the pocket, cute leather designs. Couldn't ask for something better. It's easy, affordable, and I've dropped my phone a few times, and it's been a lifesaver. I love my Wally, and I think you do too, because we've had a great response to our Wally cases. While you're listening to this episode, head over to wallycases.com. That's wallycases.com. And enter code MOMVOICE for 15% off your purchase. Hey guys, welcome to the Mom Voice. This is Lauren and Sarah with episode 145.
Okay, Lauren, we are kicking off season 4 of the Mom Voice, you guys.
That's big. Holy cow.
Oh my gosh. And we have missed you.
I know. It's been a hot minute. It's been a while.
Yeah, we took a solid 3 weeks.
Yeah.
To really, really soak up the holidays with our kids, our families. And like, it was kind of amazing. Like,
yeah.
Did not look at the Instagram. I didn't like, oh my gosh, you guys, like, you need to give yourself those breathers.
I know. It was so needed. I mean, we really needed it. I mean, on top of like life and everything else.
Had we taken a break yet? To that degree?
Oh, I mean, from one thing, no. Like, yeah, this was really nice to just really, you know, decompress and have a solid break.
But we did miss you. And we're so excited. We've got such good ideas for the new season. We've got things coming up and fun sponsors that we're looking to work with and all kinds of things. So definitely make sure you are subscribed or following the show wherever you listen, because it's going to be a good one. Okay. I start every single episode out with what we like to call a quip. I don't even know how that got started.
Is that a real word?
Quip? I don't know. Is a quip a real word? That's what we've called it.
Yeah. Sarah's always like, I've got a quip.
I've got a quip.
I've got a quip.
Okay. My quip, okay, Lauren. You ready?
I'm ready.
The other day, I get on the scale. Okay, you know where this is going. You all do, because it's post-holidays, first week of January. Oh my gosh. And I have that annoying little scale that's connected to my phone, right? And it like connects to an app on my phone. I won't name it here, just in case for some reason.
I know. Yes. Right.
Okay. So I'm a brave girl one morning, you know, butt naked, because you can't have any extra.
Never
any extra things when you're getting on the scale. I just peed, just woke up. I'm like, I'm going to do it. I get on the scale and it shoots the number to my phone. I pick up my phone. First of all, I'm like depressed looking at the number, right? Like, I get it. I already suck. I look at my phone and an alert pops up on the app and says, are you sure the number is correct? It's an abnormally high variance from your normal weight.
What? Okay, no. How long?
God's honest truth. That is what it said. It was like, reweigh or accept. And I'm like, only reweigh.
Can I have a reweigh? Come on.
Lauren.
No, but how long had it been since the last time?
2 weeks?
Maybe?
Really? Yes.
No.
I tell you the truth right now. My freaking body can gain 5, 6, 7 pounds like that. I'm not even kidding. You guys, I'm not kidding.
I think it's the curse of the woman, because I do think we all in a way can't. Maybe there's probably some of you shaking your heads, but really, I'm the same way.
I think they're shaking in agreement because you know this feeling.
I do. I don't.
Don't even tell me, oh, it's water weight. Oh, it's blah, blah, blah. I don't even care. The number does mean something to me, guys.
I know. Unfortunately, the number means something to me too.
It's at the messed up 90s programming that we were raised in.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. But can you even? I got fat shamed from my app on my phone. I was like, get the hell out of here. Well, I can't deal with you.
There are a lot of people that disagree with those type of, you know, products and scales. And I get that, because there's like, you know, it's telling you something. It could be,
But think about that. Do you understand to get that alert that this is an abnormally high variance from your normal weigh-ins?
Yes, no bueno.
Screw you, app. Totally. I already know that when I try and zip my jeans up, okay?
I know.
I get it.
Golly. Well, new year, new me.
If only, girl.
Right?
I just don't have the motivation right now. Well, and we've talked about this offline.
We have. And I actually, I kind of cringed writing that whole saying that new year, new me. I've actually seen a lot of people talk this kind of new year in January that's like not cool. It's not cool. It's not okay to say that, because honestly, it's not like we need to like change who we are. We don't need to like redefine like, oh, we're like a bad version. It's just kind of, I don't know.
And are we not setting ourselves up for failure?
Right.
Every single time.
Resolution.
We just sit down every year. We make a list of things we suck at, and we think we're going to do so much better. But do we?
I mean, come on. That's the question.
And then you set yourself up for the disappointment, for the letdown. And it's just a cycle that goes on year after year. So, Lauren, I have resolved to not resolve this year.
Yes. And that's fair.
I get that.
I get that. I feel like, I mean, especially coming from like 2020, I just feel like we have a lot of baggage and stuff we're all still dealing with.
We're still dealing. And
still
that's my
dealing.
Point. So Lauren and I were kind of marking about, what are we going to talk about? Oh my gosh. Like, there's so much.
So much,
you guys. We've got content for days. But I said to her, like, screw the resolutions. Like, I think I'm still in this like COVID time warp survival mind mode of like whatever, that I don't even like think I can deal. Like, I can't deal with one more thing hanging over my head right now.
Right.
So I just decided I'm not going to do it. And no, maybe I'll have a better head about me next year.
No, I don't even think it's that. I think we're all just doing the best we can. And that's all we could hope for, right?
But am I? That's the question, Lauren. Like, I feel like my eating right now, oh my gosh, like I just want all the comfort food. Mm-hmm. I want all the chocolate.
Yes.
Like, and granted, you guys, this is my week. I'm probably PMSing right now.
Right.
And I get that. And that's why you hear some of the fire in my voice. Hormones are raging in Sarah right now. But I'm just saying, like, my head's not in the game.
No.
And I don't feel like I'm doing the best I could be doing.
No, I of course. I get that. But it's going to be fine.
Fake it till you make it.
Yes.
I can tell myself I'm doing the best.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
You look amazing.
Oh.
Life is busy.
You don't see me naked.
Oh, stop. And hardly anyone does. So you don't have to worry about that.
Oh my gosh.
Hardly. Nobody does.
And you guys, for some reason, the past like few weeks, it's like hit me that I'm getting closer to 40. I don't think I've talked to you about this, but it has. Like, I really have thought in my brain, like, it's kind of now or never. Like, if I want to, like, have at least a few good years of, like, looking really incredible, I got to pull it out now.
No, and
I know I sound so vain when I say that, because I'm so grateful for everything. Like, I know I'm splitting hairs here, guys. I 100% know that. But it's my own insecurities, we all have them, our areas of our body that we cringe at and all the things. But that thought was going through my head of like, wow, I'll tell you what happened. Here's where I digress. Here's ADD in motion right here. I played a family kickball game over the break, Lauren. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not going to go into detail about this, but let me just say, I biffed it in front of my entire family. And by biffed it, I mean I'm running for third base, trip, and double over on the ground, full on movie status in front of probably 30 family members. I'm like, a slow motion. What is happening?
Oh, the worst.
Okay, but it was one of those things too where I haven't tried to run that fast in so long. My freaking legs did not even know what they were doing. It was literally like, wait, no, we don't know how to do this anymore.
Right, right.
Second thing after that, I was so sore for 3 days following the kickball game. This is what spurred my old thoughts, right? I was like, dude, what a sad sign when my body feels like this after playing kickball at the park.
I know. Totally.
Like, I got to do something about that, Lauren.
Well, what do you think you're going to do?
I got to get in shape. But I'm so not in shape right now. Can you believe I did that? I'm not exaggerating. And I'm not adding on for the show. I literally went head over heels, landed flat on my back in front of everybody. When I say biffed it, I mean biffed it.
I'm so sorry. I can just see that in my head. Wait, I fell somewhere recently so embarrassing too. I'm trying to think what it was.
Is there anything worse in life? And like, why is that? Why is it so embarrassing when you fall down in front of people?
That's so weird. I can't think of what it was. I'm going to come back to that. That'll be my miss next week. I'm trying to think. I fell somewhere in the last like month and it was embarrassing.
I totally digress. But before we go any further, we want to stop and talk to you guys about the Hiya vitamins for children. We've mentioned them a few times on the podcast, and you know that our families have been using Hiya for a little while now. As you know, most children's vitamins are filled with tons of sugar, tons of junk that they don't even need, all to make it appealing to them. So what we love about Hiya is that it's made from a blend of 12 farm-fresh fruits and vegetables, and it's supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals that our kids need to have a healthy immune system, good energy levels, all the things.
And they sent you a really neat glass bottle with personalized stickers. So the kids have really fun decorating and making it their own. And they get to keep it, you know, they each get a bottle. And so they each get to keep it in their room in a special spot in the bathroom, whatever works.
Yeah, it's super fun. And it shows up on a pediatrician recommended schedule right to your door. Manufactured right here in the USA with globally sourced ingredients, it is an awesome find for your kiddos. We've worked out a special offer with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. And to claim this deal, head over to HiyaHealth.com/momvoice. Again, it's HiyaHealth, H-I-Y-A, health.com/momvoice for 50% off your first order.
Okay, but I mean, overall, how was your winter break?
It was super good. It was really chill and like pretty low key, to be honest. I feel like once the kids were out of school, it went way too fast and I was kind of bummed about it. But it was nice. We got a nice surprise here in Arizona Christmas morning. It was like foggy and it felt like Christmas.
That was special. It was super foggy, which never happens here.
Oh, I know. It was so awesome. What about you?
No, it's been great. It was great. I mean, it's funny because I've seen kind of, again, a kind of the chatter going. It's like, do you come back from your winter break rested or ragged? Oh. And I think that's a fair approach because it's like, it's a really busy time and there's a lot going on, but it's also very off schedule and hopefully dad's home more or work or whatever. So, I mean, how would you analyze yours? Are you rested or ragged?
I know. I would say I'm in the rested category.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really am coming. It's so funny to say this out loud because as when my children were like babies, younger, I lived by the schedule. I lived for bedtime, like all of it, right? But I don't know. There was, for the first time, there really was like a freedom in them not having that. And I didn't enforce it. We stayed up and watched movies. We went and looked at Christmas lights and like drank hot chocolate and did things with family members. Like, and then we slept in and there wasn't like, and so it's like, I really did enjoy like that flexibility, that the lack of fighting and like enforcing, right? The bedtimes and whatnot. And so I do feel like it was great. It was really good. And I do feel rested, but I also crave like getting back to a schedule and mm-hmm. a routine and not just being so wheels off every day, you know?
Right. You kind of yeah. know there's an end to it. Right. Like, there's right. an end.
And so we can revel in it and like enjoy right. it and all the things. So, I mean, what about you?
Well, it's funny because I feel like in the past, up even just to last year, maybe two, but in the past, it's always kind of been a more ragged, like, oh man, kids home all day, just all the things, entertaining them,
just get
running
them out the
around.
Door, go it's back like, to school.
Right. You just feel ragged and you're so ready for back to school. But I would agree, like this go around, obviously my kids are getting older and that's super helpful and they're more sufficient and all of that. But for me too, with like a working schedule and with the podcast schedule, like my time is busy, but it's a different busy. It's just, right, it's a right. different busy. And so to know that like I kind of had some open days or we could sleep in, we didn't have to answer to people or schedules or sports, that was really freeing. And oh. that was really nice. Well, and I think we got to definitely rest.
Your carpool schedule though is kind of out of control.
Well, I mean,
or it's a lot.
It's really, it's
you have four active kids.
Yeah. It's the sports schedules, the dance schedule of just the go, go, go every day after school. And then, you know, and I work while they're at school. So then it just is a very packed day. And I know the sleeping in was super nice. It was weird. Like we all slept in. I've never had that before. We're growing up in life, right? I mean, it was super nice.
I know. It's so true. Did you happen to catch, well, let me say this. What was your favorite movie that you saw over winter break?
You know what? I didn't get to watch that many. I'm mad at myself.
Really?
I would definitely turn them on for the kids, but like I kind of like would do something or clean the kitchen or whatever. One that a lot of people talked about, my friend told me about. And then after we watched it, I like felt like it popped up everywhere. It was on HBO Max. It was called 8-Bit Christmas.
Oh, I never saw that.
With Patrick Harris.
Harris. Yeah, yeah,
yes.
yeah.
And it's kind of about like him as an 80s kid he thinks back to like wanting the Nintendo,
cool.
first Nintendo. And it was, yeah, my friend had said it was like super quirky and funny and fun. And so my kids watched that and they enjoyed it. We watched the new
Home Alone.
Full House.
Yeah. Home Alone.
Home Alone. Home Alone.
See, I can read your thoughts.
I know. You knew what I was saying.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. And it was okay. I didn't love it. It was all right.
We didn't see that either.
Yeah.
It's so funny. My husband kept saying, let's watch Home Alone. Let's turn on Home Alone. And I'm like, no, I'm not dealing with the nightmares. We're just not there yet. Like,
no,
I was scarred from that
movie. That's funny because your daughter said, I'm not allowed to watch Home Alone.
No, she didn't.
Yes. I was like, okay,
that's
okay.
So
no, and there,
funny.
I get it. There's some more like.
Yeah. Oh, Sarah, as a 7-year-old watching that.
Yeah.
Terrified of the furnace scene.
The furnace.
Oh, my
gosh. Yes,
like,
I think we were.
I can't.
And the robbers and the idea of someone breaking in or like you being alone.
Crazy.
I get all of that.
Crazy.
I don't know. It's so funny. My kids are just so like.
Well, they're a step older than me.
I know.
You know,
but
they love
the Home
I know. I know. But I did see Sing 2.
Oh, yes.
You guys, if you have not, this is not an ad. Go see it. Just darling.
I heard it's amazing.
Matthew McConaughey, I mean, he's the little mouse guy.
Yes, the koala.
Koala, whatever.
Yes.
He's darling.
I heard it was amazing.
And then I saw Spider-Man. And it's so good.
And you love Spider-Man.
My son
saw it, but I have not seen it yet.
So go see it. Date night.
Sarah and I saw West Side Story together.
We did.
And we liked it.
Don't even bring up the other one. Don't give it a mention.
Wait, which? Oh, yeah, I know.
It was horrible.
Not good.
We saw Nightmare Alley.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely horrible.
Yeah, no good.
No good.
But I did see American
Dream.
Underdog.
American Underdog, yes.
And that is the story of Kurt Warner. And it was really good.
Oh my gosh, Evie came to my house and was like, you guys have to go see that. Even if you're a girl and you don't really like football or whatever, like it's so good. She just kept talking on and on.
Oh, I'm so glad she liked it.
Oh, she loved it.
It's peachy, but it's very much like
a story.
Yes, a story.
Yeah.
And
not
so
super action.
It wasn't all football. I thought it would be very, very football driven. It was like 30%, 40% football.
Right, right.
But he has a really amazing, inspiring story. And especially because Kurt Warner was a Cardinal. It was an Arizona Cardinal.
Yeah.
He retired on our team. He took us to the Super Bowl. So, you know, here he still lives here. Hearing his story is pretty incredible.
Yeah, no, I need to go watch that. Okay, well, while we're talking movies, this is so off the topic, but I had to laugh because I went to go pick up takeout for my family like 2 nights ago. And this little 19, 20-year-old kid who gives me my pasta at the counter, he goes, "Has anybody ever told you that you look like Pepper in the Avenger movies? In the Marvel movies. Has anybody ever told you that you look like Pepper in the Marvel movies?" And I was like, "No, I haven't." I was like, "Who is that? Who's the actress?" He's like, "Oh, I don't know, but she's Pepper. You got to go look it up. Go look it up." I get in the car and it's Gwyneth Paltrow, Pepper Potts.
Oh, Pepper.
Pepper Potts. Yes. A, how does he not know Gwyneth Paltrow? Are we that old?
We are that old.
Like,
yeah.
How yeah. funny is that? I literally pulled it up and I was like, he doesn't know who Gwyneth is? Gwyneth. What? And then second, I'm like, do you think I look like her? No.
No.
He was just like, "You look so much like her." Do you ever get that?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
With who? Who
no,
did
I used
say?
To get it a ton. With? The most rant, like, always Carrie Russell. We've talked
the hair.
About this.
The hair.
Carrie Russell was like forever from like high school to like college. But then I would get random ones like Cameron Diaz. I would get, I got Britney Spears once. I got so many
funny.
Random things. Like, and I'm like, no, I don't know.
I just had to laugh because I was like, oh my gosh.
Well, I told Sarah she looks like Katrina Balfe. And I don't know if you know her. But it's actually, Katrina's on the cover of Vanity Fair this month.
Is she?
So I think Sarah looks like her. Go look her up. Okay. But going back to the fact, it is a new year. Sarah, you sounded very hard on yourself at the beginning here.
Oh my gosh, I know. I told you I'm PMSing.
Yeah, I know.
Give me a
I
break,
know,
okay?
I know.
Come on.
I do think, looking ahead, it's funny. I didn't really write any resolutions either. And it's kind of the same approach of like, I don't really ever truly fulfill them. And I'm kind of doing more short-term goals than like long-term. So for me to write something like, oh, the 12 months I'm going to do this, I'm just kind of looking ahead to the next like month or two. And I'm going to try to do a few things here. But like I have also a very common thing I've seen a lot of people talk about or do, especially this year with 2022, is kind of choosing a word for your year. And I did kind of like that because I think if you do have some intentions to, and it might be, I don't know, whatever that might be, but if you do have some good intentions for things, having a word kind of motivate you or center you through the year, maybe it's a family like, you know, anthem, or maybe it's just for a personal thing.
Give me an example.
I liked that. So I saw a few different Instagrams talk about this and then people were writing in and one was like balance. One was like,
okay, don't say anymore because we're going to say one to each other.
Okay. Yes.
I want to know right off the top of your head. We literally, guys,
I know,
just before we started, no thinking, said pick a word.
Yeah.
So what's your word?
I think my word would be patience. Which is like, I'm not really, I think if I really racked my brains, I'd have like a better, like thorough word. But I think it's something that my family, my household needs a little bit more of. And I think.
I like that.
Is it though? Is it patience? Like, no, it's definitely a word, like definitely a thing we need more of in our family for sure, from all directions, from all of us. But I feel like there could be even more like
a better one.
Yeah. Like it maybe even like considerate, like being considerate, considerate in a lot of angles of life, like a lot of things. I think patience though, for kind of personal, like relationship, verbal, that type of stuff. But I think also patience with like
life,
COVID. Right. And goals and COVID and kind of like just that enduring, enduring to the end, like having the patience to get through a lot of hard things as well as like the immediate, like don't fly off the handle, don't yell, like have a little extra patience, give it a, like an extra, you know, like breath and like talk it out, whatever, you know. So I think that could, but that's literally off the top of my head.
No, totally.
What's yours?
These are off the top of our head. Off the top of my head, I wrote down focus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because
that's very good.
I think that you can look at that word on so many different levels.
Absolutely.
You need to focus on what matters, not get distracted. You need to try and, focus on your family. Don't focus on the world around you. Like, there's so
many
things.
Even just day to day.
Even
like
if
you very want
much,
to focus
you know,
on one skill or one job that
exactly.
day.
Exactly. You know, I struggle with this a tiny bit. Like, I can be doing a million things at one time, and I can sometimes feel like nothing gets my attention the way it should. because I'm trying to do too much. And I need to just try and focus in on what needs to be done at that time, that day, who has the highest needs at that moment. Mm-hmm. And it needs to be a focused effort. And again, that might not really be my word if I decide to do the word thing, but that's the one that like popped in my brain.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I think that's a great one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I don't know. Yeah. We challenge you maybe to talk to your spouse or your family, or maybe just a personal thing to kind of maybe set a word that really might ring true through the year for you.
And if you listen to our interview with Jenny Kamenda about living a more intentional life, you know, you heard her say she does like a Sunday check-in with herself. You could implement this word, do your check-in.
Totally.
How am I doing applying this word to my life?
Intention's a good word.
Such a good word.
You know, my mother-in-law has a word of like her life, really.
Really?
It's like kind of her word is it's remember. And I think that rings in so many directions for her. Like, I mean, remembering kind of your purpose, remembering your value, remembering your ancestors, remembering, you know, others. Like, so remember is kind of like a special, like, word for her.
And how do you know that? Has she told
yes, she told me that one time. She kind of goes on, she kind of had this little tangent. She told me how she just feels like the word remember is really important to her and blah, blah, blah. And then I had made a necklace with it that said remember on it. And she wears
that's
it.
Fun.
So,
oh my gosh, guys, we could make bracelets with our word on them.
Yes, you could. Remind
that's
you.
Genius.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
All those beads out there
All the beads.
Those beads made.
Oh my gosh. We've got so many at my house. It's not even funny. But yes, it's a new year. It is a new us. I mean,
but very much the old us.
But very much the old us. I don't know. I'm looking forward to this year in a way of like, I have a lot of excitement for it that, you know, my kids are going to just be at the perfect age this year.
Yeah.
Luke's going to be 5, Landon 7, Kate will be 9, 10. Like that has been my dream, you guys.
That's big.
Because that's a big thing. That then starts the window for me for like 4 years where we can like go and do, create memories. Like, and I've been waiting on that. I really have like had an intentional, like I've pulled back.
Exactly.
Like we've talked about this, like beach trips and things about just kind of picking your battles. We've talked about that on the podcast. And I have legitimately held out of things. Stepped out of things because I didn't want to overextend myself or stress myself out or try and do too much or push the kids or whatever. And so I am really excited about this next year. It's going to be awesome.
Absolutely. So no, I love that. No, I think, and it's funny, I'll be honest, it's like January 1's important to me in like January and it is kind of new beginnings and like whatever, declutter and all the things. But I will say, I feel like my true new year is like August when the kids go back to school.
That's true.
I just feel like that time for me is more of like a reset. Let's start. We're looking ahead. Changes. Like,
amen. To me,
I mean, I don't know. For a mom, I feel like that's the new year.
Yes.
Literally, it's a new school year. But I think coming, like you, what we're feeling right now after 2 weeks, imagine 2.5 months of
You're
summer.
So right.
And that's where you kind of recenter the most.
So
that's
where
I feel
wait
like,
for that
exactly,
new year to kick my diet off.
No, I just,
that sounds perfect, Lauren.
Well, I was going to say for perfect. Like some real solid goals. Like, I just feel like we're already like, I've always felt this. I feel like your wheels are already turning. You're already in your thing. Like, whatever. Like, January's just like overflowing from December.
You're so burned out.
But yes, like, it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Where I just feel like I truly like shine in my like go get 'em is like August. And that's when we go back to school. I know some people are September, but
yes.
So I don't know. As a mom, I feel like our new year is really
oh my gosh.
Back
I
to school.
Love that so much. That's such a good idea. That's so awesome.
Our resolutions.
Totally. But before we jump into our hit and miss segment of the episode, we want to talk to you about our sponsor, Byju's. Byju's is an online learning platform that can help supplement your children's education. Even at the best schools, your child probably isn't getting that one-on-one teaching education that they really do need to reach their full potential. Classrooms have dozens of kids. We all know that teachers are doing the very best that they can, but they just don't have that time to really customize the approach to every single child.
I think especially even post-COVID, all of our kids are kind of still playing catch up. So Byju's is a great option. It's almost like a tutoring catch up, do a little extra to get your kids where they should be, or maybe just a little bit more.
Byju's Future School is an online learning platform that gives supplemental courses in math, music, even coding. It can really help kind of fine tune some of those things that they're learning in the classroom on a one-on-one and small group environment.
And if you want your kids to learn something new or a new hobby, try Byju's coding course. Students explore the fundamentals of coding through their favorite games like Roblox and Minecraft. Really cool.
So join the millions of parents who are accelerating their kids' learning today. Visit byjus.com/podcast to enroll in your first class. A $99 value for only $9.99. Again, that's byjus.com, which is byjus.com/podcast. Oh my gosh. Okay. All right, girl. Well, let's get into our hit and miss section of the podcast. Man.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of these. Yeah, I don't know why I'm in a very reflective state today.
I know.
I'm just like reflecting on all the things. Kicking off season 4 has kind of hit me.
Wow. I know. It's big.
4 feels like a big number.
It is big.
5's going to feel even bigger.
It's all a blur.
Okay. Tell me your hit. What was your hit?
Woo!
Did you just say it's all a blur?
It's all a blur.
What does that mean?
Life's a blur. What it just all blurs together.
You guys.
It goes too fast. That's really what it is. It's going too fast. That's all.
You need to slow down and focus.
And focus. And have patience with yourself. Which I'm trying to find patience in this, you all.
I know what you're about to say.
I felt like I needed to give an update on my running. I have actually been pretty patient with myself, I will say, because there have been some days where I'm like, oh my gosh, when is this going to get easier? I hate this. I hate it. But I am happy to report, you guys, there has been some progress, okay? Some
big growth. Progress. You're doing so good.
Some progression in my running. You know, everyone talks about a runner's high. Like, you kind of, like, pass this
mythological feeling.
Yeah, mythological, which I did
that
not,
only a few select people have ever felt.
Exactly. I didn't believe it existed either.
No.
There have been a few runs, very few, like 2 to 3, that I've actually kind of seen a glimpse of that. So I feel like I'm on the cusp of like becoming, maybe I should say a runner, becoming a runner.
Dun,
wow, that's dun, big. That's big. I know it's been over a month since I've talked about this, and a month of like a lot of running is a lot of work and a lot of progress. So I have completed, I'm at like the 6 mile range.
Wow.
And I'm a month out and I just got to keep at it. And
you guys, 6 miles.
I know. That is crazy. Even when I say that out loud to myself, still,
you just said that like so. No,
you guys,
NBD.
You guys, no, nothing. But this is a huge deal.
Oh my!
And
gosh.
I can remember like sitting here, not even 6 weeks ago, like almost verge of tears. Yeah,
totally.
Was I crying?
Probably.
Being like, why did I do this? Like, this is so hard, and it is.
This is
still,
your Everest, Lauren.
This is my Everest. Yes, it is. This is my Everest. This is probably the hardest thing I'll ever do. Like physically, for sure.
Oh,
for
I'm so
sure.
Proud of
I'm
you.
Just not. Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
This is just. It is. It really is hard for me, and I want to be prepared. I want to not that I even like. Oh, just need to finish it. I want to do a good job at
it.
You know what I mean?
You want to crush it.
No, I'm definitely not like okay out to like prove anything, and I know I'm not going to be top like whatever at all. No. But I just don't. I mean, we
just don't want to pass out. Right?
Yeah, I don't want to pass out. Absolutely. Honest to truth, I would really love not to stop running.
What happens if you have to pee?
There's porta-johns along the way.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and there's water stations along the way. Like, there's things, like, you know, and then there's just, you know, the people. The people are out there cheering, and you're just...
I'm going to be there.
You better be.
I'm going to be there at multiple spots.
Sarah's like, comes mark.
You will hear me.
Parks every, like, 3 miles.
Yeah. Yes.
No, and I don't know how that works. If people just kind of stand at one spot, or they just stand at the finish line, or if they kind of jump along with you. I don't really know.
So
I have no idea. This is all just new. But I will say... There has been some progression. I see some like, I can see it. I've had a taste of it where I'm like, okay, I can do this.
We can do this,
Brain. Yeah.
Come on.
So we're there. We're getting there.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy. And are the shoes all that they were promised to be?
Yeah, they are. They are great. No, I wouldn't say, I don't know. All that they promised to be, I don't know. I guess, you guys, I just really do have a wide foot. It's wide.
You're and that's still depressing. Coming back to that?
It's just a depressing thing. And I still, once in a blue moon, I think my feet are like adjusting too. But once in a blue moon, I think I talked about it, on the outer, like my right side of my foot down the side is where it, sometimes I get pain. And once in a blue moon, I kind of feel that. But I think my feet, my body's just like adjusting. Like it's
You're
adjusting
old,
to all of it.
We're not 23 anymore.
No, not at all.
I'm not old. I didn't mean that, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I would legit be a little worried if I tried to run 6 miles right now.
Wow. I know.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
That's so awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, my hit is that following Christmas, I made my children clean out their toys in order to put the new ones away. And I was just curious, I wonder if any of you out there do this. I know one of our friends kind of piped in and said she had done the same thing. But we've talked about in the past how, you know, the toys, like it just builds and builds and builds and builds and builds. And like they don't play with stuff because there's too much and they don't even think it's special anymore and anything like that. Some people rotate their toys. I've heard of that. That's way too much effort for me. I'm not doing that. So what we did is we went through and we just got all the little, like Luke, he's very much out of the toddler toys now. We got all the toddler toys out. We're going to donate those. And it felt really good. And we reorganized all the Legos. And you guys, there is no more therapeutic process than organizing Legos for me. I love it.
That is amazing.
I love it.
That's
a podcast
so funny.
In my ear.
I do not. Yes.
And I just sort all the Legos. Like I could be a line worker at some factory plant and I would be so happy and like fulfilled.
Oh.
I just love doing these like repetitive like tasks where I feel busy, but like I see the difference it's making.
Right.
And it looks
right.
So good after. It feels so good. Oh, I
well,
love
her
it.
Kids are big Lego people.
We are.
So that's good. That's good.
We are. So I just feel good about
Way
that.
Way to go.
I feel like we got some cleaning done.
That's a new year. Resolution checked off right there.
Well, yeah, there, I'll take credit for it.
There a goal.
Go. What was your miss?
My miss is, well, I have two things I need to talk about. But my first miss is reporting both of my children, my twins, have lost their gizmo watches.
Both of them?
Both of them.
You're
kidding.
And
I want to wring their little necks.
Did you turn the service off?
I'm going to, but
Don't
I'm like holding out just in case we find it.
Oh,
I'm so
gosh.
Frustrated. Evelyn lost hers like probably the day after you and I got back from California.
I know, you told me.
And then Emmett like lost his like on or after Christmas.
Ugh.
And I'm just like so annoyed. I guess it's like they were so excited about them and I feel like they're so easy. Like I should have just, I don't know, set the ground rules different. I don't know. But I thought they could handle it. I thought they were mature enough, but I guess they weren't.
Oh,
and I don't
shoot.
Know. I'm very frustrated. Yeah. Just because they're not cheap. They're expensive devices. And then you are paying for a service. And more than anything, I need them. Like, I want them to take them places. I want them to call me.
You need it. Yeah.
And FYI, a gizmo is like a little watch that
has phone
service on it. And
it's very kid friendly, like no internet access.
It's like a speaker. Like you have to speak out loud to the person.
Yeah.
It's pretty, it's just literally, hi mom, I'm here. Pick me up now.
Totally.
So anyways, that's super frustrating. So there's that. I'll keep you posted. And then my other weird, I don't even know, this isn't a miss, but this is just like an FYI to the world.
Oh.
Yesterday, I was at a junior high meeting with a bunch of sixth graders.
I know where she's going with this.
Yes. And I was sitting in the auditorium and I looked over at this sixth grade boy and he was just picking his nose very, very openly. He kind of like shilled with the other hand for a second and then he's eating his boogers and all the things. I mean, we're talking sixth graders that are near 12 years old, right?
Oh, I just.
And I do cringe. Oh. Eating your boogers is gross for a 2-year-old, but it's really gross for an 11-year-old too.
Oh,
and I guess I'm just saying this as like some advice,
PSA.
A PSA. Let's help our children. Let's help them out. So tonight at bedtime or prayer or like brushing her teeth or something. Advise them as children. Do not pick your nose and eat it in public.
Children, what do we do when we have a booger?
What do we do if we have a booger? What do we do if our nose is itchy or we have to blow our nose? What do we do and how do we do it? Because I just can't.
She's
kept
actually
looking over.
Dead serious.
I
right
am
now, you
because
guys.
I kept looking at the boy and I'm like, everyone can see you. And I'm thinking, like, what is he thinking to do that? And it's like bad enough when kindergartners are doing it, but you can kind of like let that slide.
Oh.
But then I'm like, a sixth grader.
Yeah.
So let us all help our children not to be that kid, right? And talk to them about not picking their nose or eating it. I literally gathered my kids.
No,
and
it's one thing to pick. It's a whole nother thing to put that thing in your mouth.
Amen.
Like,
amen.
Ew.
Amen.
Sorry, I sound so mean right
now. I know,
there,
and I do too. Oh. But I think us as moms can all like, okay, I get that. I mean, even as adults, we all pick our noses sometimes.
Totally.
We get that. We get it. But like the idea of it just eating it, I don't even know. So like, I just think let's help our kids out. I literally like advise my kids, like if you really like your nose is bugging really bad, like go to the bathroom, go in the stall, pick your nose real fast. Yeah. Or go to the back and get a tissue, try to blow it first, or then just kind of wipe it out a little bit.
Deal.
Have a tissue, away from people, looking away.
Wait, you legit had a meeting about
this. Oh, I did. I just was so like, I don't want to say disturbed because I know all our kids do goofy things. And he probably like was, he poor bless his heart. So there we go. Let's.
I'm just picturing you with the kids huddled around and you're just saying, okay, you guys, let's have a lesson on nose picking.
Yeah. Like, I had hoped they would know that, right?
But do they?
But do they? Maybe that's the thing. Do they know that's, like, socially unacceptable?
I know.
And especially as you, like, grow up. Like, I get little kids are doing that. I get it. But, like,
maybe
we're going to junior high next year, guys.
Oh, no.
Let's make
not
sure
allowed.
We're not doing this.
Yes.
Okay.
There
Anyways.
Are some social norms.
Yeah.
That we need to be aware of.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
being one.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. There you go. Okay. Well, my miss of the week is I just had this realization last night as I was kind of getting on to Kate. She was kind of being like sassy and talking back. You know what I mean? Just like really short.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, Kate, you need to have a better attitude. Don't talk like that to your brothers. You be nice. And then literally 2 minutes later, I did the exact same thing to her brothers. I was the brat. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Right,
and it was
right.
weird how it hit me. Like, it was, like, bizarre.
Yeah.
I, like, had an outer body experience of, like, oh, my gosh, I am such a little hypocrite. Like, this is where she learned it.
Right. That's what I was saying.
That's what it was.
Do you think she mimics your behavior?
Yes.
Or it's like, oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, my
Isn't
gosh. But it was, like, a realization of, like, whoa, she's turning out that way because I am how I am.
Oh.
At certain times, right?
Isn't that an
I
awful
mean,
feeling?
99% of the time, she's a dream and an angel. But when she get like, I was like, it was so bizarre. I just don't even know how to explain.
It's bizarre because it's bizarre when you recognize, oh my gosh, they got that from me. Or I've like instilled that
and
in them.
And how impressionable they are.
Yeah.
And like how really like as parents and as mothers especially, we mold these little people, you guys. And a lot of it is done subconsciously. And a lot of it is done through like that day-to-day interaction and how we speak and the tone and the looks on our faces. And are we crossing our arms? And like all these little things, their little brains, they are taking in all the time. And
right.
it's like affecting how they behave. And I don't know. It was just the funniest, not funny. It was like, oh my gosh. Like it just happened
irony.
To be
yeah,
so funny.
So, yeah,
within like
weird.
I'm reprimanding her and then legit right. turn around, did the exact same thing. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like,
well, at least
that,
you're big enough to recognize that.
Oh.
Some people may not even realize like,
well, I'm just
oh.
putting it out there. I'm like, so, hey, just from my own mistake, I'm being honest that, you know. It might be some of the ways we're acting in front of our children.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How do I say
right.
that gently?
Right. Right.
Oh my gosh. But no, it was just like, it was a short one, but it was definitely a miss.
Okay. Well, so, no.
There you go. All right. Well, that's going to do us for this episode of The Mom Voice. We're so happy that you joined us today. Thank you so much for being here. We say this all the time. But you really are the reason that we show up, and we're just super grateful for every single listen. So thank you so much. We wanted to mention, we still have a few remaining sweatshirts. that we need to get rid of, you guys, at this point. So there's a very select quantity, select sizes that are still out there. Head to the website. You can go to themomvoice.com and go over to shop the show.
Yep.
And then merch. Click on merch and you'll see what we have left. They're super comfy, like super comfy. There's no fleece inside.
Yeah.
So it's not like, if it's still kind of warm, it's not, not really a hot
like
a
perfect
sweatshirt.
Like beach sweatshirt type thing.
Yeah. So we would totally love it if you go grab one. We'll get a meld off to you and you can have some merch from the show.
Yes.
Okay. With that, we just ask that you go follow, subscribe wherever you're listening, be it Spotify, Apple, whatever. We would love for you to be doing that. And then if you haven't yet, please go leave us a rating and a 5-star review wherever you listen. We really, really do appreciate it. And we try to give shout outs on social media when we see them. And we really, really are so grateful for the reviews because that really is the only way that we grow here. So, okay, you can find us on Instagram, TikTok, occasionally, kind of, at
The Mom Voice Podcast.
The Mom Voice Podcast. We'll probably say hi when this episode comes out.
Yeah,
we'll jump back. We've been quiet for a while.
I know.
But we'll get on there and we'll say hi to you guys. And we hope you all have a fabulous week. And we will be back next Monday.
Yes. Can't wait. Take care of each other.
All right. Bye-bye.